All right, I'm gonna play a brand new tune here. Not recorded yet, but it's all the things I would say to a kid if I had a kid. Kid, let me tell you the struggle you'll meet. Right from the first day you're on your own feet. Smiling and moving, and then you'll fall. Use all of your strength to stand up again. He had a no one, but deep in my heart you are tall. Go falling in love, kid, you'll fall down some more. Wearing that armor won't even the score. Don't try to be harder than who you are. That soft spot is your badge of honor, right out on your sleeve. So bleeding, that lesson's a scar. Stick around longer, the questions you'll ask. Wonder out loud if you're up to the test. Take a chance, just answer your best. And you'll find another who's got no more answers than you, but can help lay your questions to rest. Kid, when you're old, time will buy for your flesh. It'll seem only certain the goal of this journey. Kid, let me tell you the struggle you'll meet. Don't you go thinking it's got you beat. 'Cause the beauty of living and making it through, all of the joy and the struggle, they add up to somebody's soul, and that someone. Thank you.
That was beautiful, Jess Klein. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What was that called?
It's called Kid.
That's beautiful, beautiful stuff. Thank you very much. Are you guys going to play something else?
I guess we probably will.
Sure. That would be great. I'd love that.
Okay.
We kind of screwed up, and I missed the beginning of Mike's song, and I feel really bad. So make sure he gets a good one in there, eh?
Okay. Pick a good one, Mike.
Conspiracy against me. Well, I guess I'll have to play an angry song then, in that case.
Grab your guns if you're leaving the house. Don't trust the cops and don't trust your kin. Well, they shoot you down just for wearing your skin. Wearing your skin, wearing your skin. It's the wild, wild west and the wild, wild east. It's a poor man's famine and a rich man's face. Well, blood is the wine, it was the drug. In a little black voice, three bits of a thug, three bits of a thug, three bits of a thug. And we fall from grace, little bit more each day. And we burn our crosses down. And we fall from grace, and we curse our
we
Yeah, that was great indeed. I enjoyed that very, very much. Thank you, Mike June.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, that was great. How about you guys play one or two more songs and then come over here for a quick chat? Would that work?
Yeah, that's
Is that possible?
Yes, that's very possible.
All right.
All right. I'm going to do one off my latest album here. I spent a lot of time in my life on the road, and it's a pretty weird way to live because you're just away from home and your loved ones for long stretches of time, and I think for that reason it kind of brings out the best and worst in people, myself included, for sure. This is a song for a friend of mine who kind of just went down a bad road. It's called Open Road. Switch one thing here. You and I had seen the open road, had the nerve to give it one more go, with a car from your old job and my book of songs, a Mexican blanket to cover the guitars, and the faith of those whose race was not run. Hey, it might get rough out there, I know, but we can do this. Take my hand, let's go. Said you love to drive through the night, drove us up to Michigan, all right. Then the old friend you never thought you'd see again came out in Cleveland, started buying the rounds. You toasted freedom, but your eyes were looking down. I tried to ask, are you all right? You wouldn't answer, just drove through the night. Out on the open road, where long shadows show and riders pray for the light we know not to be dying. Same old friend showed up in three more towns, seemed to turn your old nerve around. Somewhere near Buffalo, that old car slowed. Too much weight, too many miles. It was clear something had to go. Like a dream, the old friend took the wheel, left me by the snowbanks with the pain you wouldn't feel. Now sometimes I see you around, I can never seem to make a sound. I heard you're working an office job now. I'm still out here, I don't always know why. I think about you and it darkens my eyes, but I guess this life still gives me hope, some kind of freedom, some kind of rope. Out on the open road, where long shadows show and riders pray for the light we know not to be dying. And all us souls wanna turn around, underground. But me, I'll head for the light I've found. Or grow old trying. You and I had seen the open road.
Beautiful, beautiful song there, Jess Klein. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is very, very nice stuff. All right, so what do you guys want to do? You want to do one more song or you want to run over here?
I'll do one more.
Yeah, all right.
Over here.
Sounds good.
It's good in the darkness. This one goes out to anybody who's listening who's feeling a little down today. It's all right. It's a song to cheer you up. Morning, curse the sky and the sun. Hate myself and I hate everyone sometimes. Yeah, I've got the darkness. Got lines in my face. Hair's turning gray. Best years of my life have gone down the drain. Bye, bye, bye. Yeah, I've got the darkness. Oh, slips of the tongue, shame and regret. I traded my future for a mountain of debt I can't climb. Yeah, I've got the darkness. It's all right. Ho! Running out of patience at the end of my nerves. Everybody's got all the things I deserve. I want mine. Yeah, I've got the darkness. No, I ain't got a dime. I ain't too big to fail. Politicians and bankers, too rich to jail. Why try? Yeah, I've got the darkness. Recession, oppression, synchrotron wars. It's like nobody gives a shit anymore. Why should I? Yeah, I've got the darkness. Let your light. Let your light.
St. Augustine, Bonnie and Clyde. I got angels and devils wrestling inside my mind. Yeah, I've got the darkness, but I'm gonna dance without mercy, love without regret. Cause the darkness has got me, but it ain't killed me yet. I will fight. Yeah, I'll fight the darkness. Let your light. Let your light shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Sometimes. Yeah, I've got the dark.
I don't know. There's something wrong with the song about darkness. That's much fun. Thank you, Mike June. That's pretty good stuff. All right, hop on over here, and come and say hello to the fine folks. Thank you very much to you both. That is Mike June and Jess Klein. They're going to be performing tonight at the Stew Dome. It's 1025 Grosvenor, and there's a barbecue potluck action going on around 5:30. Come on down for some dogs and burgers. Bring something if you can. If not, come and mooch whatever you can find. And then there'll be some fine music after that. A set from Mike and a set from Jess, and it'll all be fantastic. You can pick up some CDs and find out about what they've been up to. Jess has two recent CDs. She played a song off of her latest studio record, "Learning Faith." In that little set there. That came out last year, and she has a brand new record, a live one called Bootleg as well. And Mike June is hard at work on a brand new record, which I know is going to be fantastic. And we heard some songs. Were those songs we heard off that record, Mike?
Is that... Yeah, the songs that I played in there, I think all of them. Yeah, all of them. I'll be on the new record.
If not, they should be. Those are great, great songs. Not that I didn't love your songs before. I think you've always had great songs, but it seems like you've come a long way since that last record. There's something in the water these days.
Yeah, I took actually a page out of a book from a fellow Canadian, Leonard Cohen, who just worked really hard on his songs. And it was weird. It was a different writing process. I never sat down to like write a song. I just would scribble stuff in my notebook, and when I started piecing everything together, I'd find different fragments that all fit together. But I just really worked, I think, just worked harder on every song than I ever had before. And, I think that's a product of playing so much and being on the road so much.
Yeah.
You just want to be better.
Does it help having two songwriters in the household, or do you pretty much work by yourselves and not really care what the other one thinks?
It's funny. Jess probably has her own opinions, but I think we don't really discuss music all that much in the house, and especially not the music business, because like that's just really depressing.
That's not fun dinner table conversation.
No, but I think Jess, Jess is a pro's pro, and she's such a hard worker, and I think that is probably the biggest influence that she has on me. Is like, she puts me to shame. Like, she gets up every day and like works on songs, and I like sit on the couch in my underwear going like, oh wow, she's really working hard. So I think she's really influenced me in that way, just to work harder and be better, and to be better overall.
I actually think we probably push each other to do better work,
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't really skate by when there's someone else 5 feet from you who's like doing their best work.
But do you give each other explicit feedback, or is it just from hearing what the other person's doing and then some sort of competition in you twigs and, man, I got to step up my game because that's really good. Like, do you guys sit around and sort of critique each other's songs or give each other feedback at all?
Sometimes. I know I was working on a song, and I can't remember which one it was. Oh, it was the song Cotton Fields. Like, I had all these ideas. I was like, what do you think of this? What do you think of this line? What do you think of this line? And she would tell me, and she's got a couple new songs that, I normally just want to reserve my judgment and not, say, hey, you know what that song needs? Because sometimes an artist needs to find that themselves. But if she asked me, I'll just be completely honest with her and give her my feedback.
Yeah. Well, that's good. But there's no co-writes going on at all. There's no nothing.
No. First of all, let me tell you, I hate the term co-write. And when I hear a songwriter say this is a co-write with, I automatically delete them from my list of people that I think.
Why?
Because it's like,
what's wrong with a co-write?
I wrote a song with
somebody. You've got a co-write on one of your records.
I wrote a song with somebody. I wrote the song with my friend. Not like this is a co-write.
He doesn't like it because it sounds too.
It's just
industry.
A dorky term.
It's too industry. Yeah.
But you have no problem with the concept. It's just the term.
Actually, it's funny. The one song that I co-wrote on that record was my friend Clint Hoffmeister, who's not really a songwriter. He's just a crazy guy. And the way that song went down.
Well, yeah.
The way that song went down was he was like, "Oh, love is in space and time and like all this hippie stuff," and I was just translating it to plain English.
Yeah.
And that's how that song went down. So. But no, we don't really. I mean, we haven't yet. Maybe we will.
Maybe.
You know.
I'm not a really good. I mean, I've co-written a couple songs, and but only, I'd say I've put out 8 albums, and only maybe 2 or 3 co-write. Sorry, Mike. Co-writes have made it onto my albums because I'm not very. I feel like to really do a great co-written song, I mean, there has to be like a really magical, like artistic connection. I haven't found necessarily yet, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe could happen.
Plus, we're both very personal songwriters.
Yeah.
So how do you bring somebody else into that? You know.
Yeah.
It's tough. I would assume.
Yeah. I hate it, but we're almost out of time here. But Mike, I want you to quickly tell me about the new record that's underway and sort of the fundraising behind it and what's happening with that.
Yeah, I'm doing a I'm working on a new record. It's being mixed right now, and it's about, well, I don't want to get into too much of what it's about, but it's about God and politics and a lot of things that are just coming up in the headlines right now. But yeah. I've been writing for like 3 or 4 years now, and I'm fundraising. You can go to MikeJune.com. I'm doing F Kickstarter.
You can say it. It's Campus
Fuck
Radio.
Kickstarter. I'm doing Fuck Kickstarter, and the reason I'm doing that is like, why should Kickstarter get percentage of your money that you're going to give
exactly,
to me to make
yeah.
my record? It's I have compared it to paying somebody to like hold your cup while you're begging for change. And so if you want to contribute
exactly right.
anything to the record, go to MikeJune.com and check out the link. And I got a bunch of movies that I made about my life and why I'm making this record. And I have another one that will be out probably in a week or two.
Now, Mike, I don't make music, but I occasionally make movies. Your movies on YouTube are really low quality. Is there a higher quality version somewhere? Because it looks like it looks terrible.
Yeah.
I want to give you money, but the video looks so bad.
It's terrible quality. I make it
why?
With an iPhone and like a 2007 MacBook
Mike,
with iMovie.
We'll talk.
That's why I need people to fund my record, because my resources are very limited.
Jess, what are you up to? Anything going on with you? I know you said you're writing toward a new record, but...
Yeah. Well, I put out 2 albums last year, and now I'm writing for a new one. I don't know when that'll get recorded. I'm probably... early next year I might record or something, but got a bunch of tour dates coming. Well, we're doing like another week sort of in the Midwest after this, and then going to Europe in September and the Northeast U.S. and stuff. So just a bunch of touring through the end of the year.
Fantastic. Well, it is so great to have you back, Jess. It's been 12 years since you were here in Winnipeg, and we really hope that we've left a good enough impression that you'll
Absolutely.
Come back in less than 10 years this time.
That's a good aim.
And Mike, you know, it's only been a year, but it's been a good year, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be back real soon. I love Winnipeg.
Yeah. So it's pretty simple. MikeJune.com, right, and JessKline.com, and yep. You can check them both out tonight at the Studio on Grove. Thanks for being here, everybody. This has been Tell the Band to Go Home. We will be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the Band to Go Home. Next coming up on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, it's Steel Belted Radio. Stay tuned for Sunday Drive, Waxy's Dargle, and the Comfort Cafe. Thank you, everybody.